If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's StBonaventureMission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's Daily Highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
What else are we talking about today, Gandhi?
The terrible worst movie of all time that people keep watching.
Oh, yeah. That Mel Gibson movie on Netflix. I think it's still number one film, if I'm not mistaken.
It might be.
What's it called again? It's called...
On the Line.
On the Line. Gandhi says it's not even arguably the worst film ever. It is the worst film ever made.
It's so bad. Said. Yes, it's so bad. It's just so awful.
You told us. And people are texting, oh, God, it was so bad. But they watched it all the way to the end. They had to see how it was going to end. See, the more you say it's awful, the more I want to watch it. I don't know why. Why is that?
I don't know. The thing I'm getting the most is I should have listened to you, but I wanted to find out for myself. I feel like that's just like if I stuck my hand in a fire and I was like, ow, that hurt. Don't do it.
It's like the hot stove syndrome.
Yeah, and all these people walk over. I'm going to try it myself. Well, now you're burned, Scotty.
So you told Scotty B, we told you over and over, don't watch that film. It's a waste of your time. So I get a text the other night. He said, bro, I'm watching that Mel Gibson turd. It is truly the worst film ever. Why are you watching it? We told you not to watch it.
I think mostly because of the whole radio aspect of it. I wanted to see, you know, the radio stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it was mediocre most of the way through. And then at the very end, I was like, are you effing kidding me? And I texted Gandhi. I'm like, dude, this is the worst thing ever.
Now, we do hear there's some sort of plot twist at the end of some sort, but it's not worth the wait. We actually started watching it, and it was like in the first 2 minutes, I was like, turn this crap off. It's, no.
Yeah, the acting is terrible from the jump. Like, the acting's not even good. The plot is, you think so many ways, I could have gotten out of this. They should have just done this. They don't do any of these things. And then you get to the end, and you're like, wow, I wish I could sue someone to get my time back, but I can't.
You know, they said it has nothing to do with you, Elvis, but I mean, it's also eerily reminiscent of Die Hard with a Vengeance. It was the same thing. It was you in a studio and there was a bomb in the building. Same thing. It's the same
premise. There's a bomb in the building? Hey, well, you're ruining... I may want to watch this.
Really?
Do not watch it. Elvis, it's so bad.
After all these warnings?
I know, but I feel like I have to. The more you push it, the more I feel like I got to watch this turd.
You have to.
It's a turd. What? Scotty!
Look at the glowing reviews coming in the text.
Oh, look. Yeah, the text messages. Don't watch it. The worst.
Thank you.
It's the period worst period.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, they're saying really, really bad. All right. Now they're saying that. What is this text you just put up here, Garrett?
What, Garrett?
That's the producer of On the Line. I DM'd him and asked him what his inspiration was, and this is what he told me.
Oh, he said, well, I was a radio host for 20 years at NRJ, radio network in Europe. And the frequency is 100.3, which is our frequency here, which is okay. On air one day, someone called to say he had kidnapped my mother. I also put some other stories that happened to me, like the opening scene with the Messiah guy. I saw that. It happened exactly like that in the film. So he didn't rip off my name. He didn't rip off 100.3. The guy doesn't even know who we are, probably. So
I'm calling BS.
No, just because a guy's named Elvis. I mean, no.
Oh, that's such a common name.
I think in France it actually is, isn't it?
Elvis?
So someone else actually says on the text, I watched the first 10 minutes and I skipped to the last 13 minutes just to get to the end. So they went right to the plot twist and turned it off.
It's so bad.
They're saying that this cannot be the worst film ever because No Blue Valentine with Ryan Gosling was the worst movie ever. Oh. Here we go. The worst movie ever. Go.
Geely?
Geely was rumored to be so bad. I never watched it. So it's always the punchline, but people say it's the worst movie ever, and they never saw it because they just heard everyone else say it's bad.
I won't say it's the worst movie ever, but I watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory over the weekend.
Which one?
The original, Willy Wonka.
Oh, see, that's my favorite. You don't like it?
I liked it. That Grandpa Joe was a piece of work. I know we've talked about him before, but come on, man. You're having a child labor to buy you tobacco? What is this?
Yeah, no. He just sat in his dirty nightgown in that room full of old people and stunk and didn't bathe. And then all of a sudden he can walk when Charlie got a golden ticket.
Walk? He was dancing. My God.
Danced. And then he was breaking all the rules through the chocolate factory. Yeah. When they were talking about if Charlie got the ticket the right way, he's like, who cares how he got it? He got it. Like, Grandpa Joe was just, he was not a role model.
Yeah. You know, don't get Nate started on Grandpa Joe.
If you do the deep dive on Grandpa Joe, he beats every villain in every movie ever made. Darth Vader's nothing compared to Grandpa Joe. That guy is just sinister, lying in that bed waiting, having children work for him.
Oh, yeah, he stinks. He looks dirty. He looks like he has that stinky. I bet he's no longer alive, that actor,
remember,
right?
No, he's definitely in that movie, you remember this because you just watched it. They ate nothing but cabbage soup. Yes. Can you imagine how bad those sheets smelled?
Well, so they ate cabbage soup, and then he and Charlie got all gassy, started floating up to the fan in that room.
Yeah.
Which they shouldn't have been in, Grandpa Joe.
I just said the brown word, sorry. So Grandpa Joe and Willy Wonka, when they were eating that candy, they started floating up to the exhaust fan about to die.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They started burping to come back down. They were farting cabbage soup. You know they were.
Of course. Terrible. It was just, man, everything about Grandpa Joe. I was like, Charlie, of all the people you could have picked, you didn't pick your mother.
I know.
Your hardworking mother.
Mom,
you picked this bum.
Yep.
Yeah, and she was so beautiful. His mother was gorgeous.
Slaving away, doing other people's laundry for hours a day. Grandpa Joe's just sitting there smoking tobacco that Charlie procures for
him. Yeah, and eating cabbage.
We are awful.
It was the worst. It was just awful.
So, did you watch Wonka with Timothée Chalamet?
Yes, and I loved it. I loved it too. I watched it again, and I loved it even more. I think it was great. They did such a good job with that.
He's got those cheekbones, man.
He does.
Timothée Chalamet, I want those cheekbones. I mean, he's got the look. Did you see the comparison to the guy who played Costanza, whatever, on Seinfeld?
Oh, George?
George. They had him at 20 years old next to Timothée Chalamet at 20 years old. You're like, oh my God, nothing in common. And it was like, what? You didn't see that?
I did not see that.
I'll find it for you. It's kind of funny. Yeah, if we're jumping in late, we're talking about On the Line, that movie with Mel Gibson. That's doing really well because people are watching it because it's rumored to be the worst movie ever. So there you go.
They get you, man. The little description, you're like, oh, this is going to be a good movie. Let me watch it. And then 10 minutes in, it's just awful and it never gets better.
They're saying other bad movies. A lot of people are texting in The Room.
Oh, I never saw that.
They say, it's so unbelievably bad. I promise you, you'll also be incredibly entertained at how bad it is.
Didn't it win all kinds of awards?
The Room.
No, you're thinking of another one. This is from 2003, and it's called The Citizen Kane of Bad Movies.
Oh.
Oh, God. You know, Citizen Kane, by the way, in my opinion, is one of the most cleverly produced, directed, and written movies of all time. But that's an argument. You can argue that. Mm-hmm. You know, Orson Welles was a genius. And when he tried in Hollywood to put this movie together, people closed doors on him, especially because the subject matter of Citizen Kane was William Randolph Hearst. It was loosely based on his life and his career, and they just made fun of this powerful, powerful man who owned all the newspapers across the country. And they're like, you can't do that and get away with it. Well, they did. Of course, it was centered at the Hearst Mansion, San Simeon, God, which I visited. But they called it Xanadu in his movie. So he made like little twists and turns to make it different. But if you ever can watch Citizen Kane, it truly is an incredible film.
Okay.
All right, black and white. Garrett's up to something. What's up? Garrett, did you say something? Garrett, did you want something?
No, not at all. Sorry.
Well, you were holding your hand like you had something.
Oh, I was drinking some water.
Okay.
Another terrible movie. Can I say one more terrible movie?
No, please go ahead.
Have any of you guys seen Jaws: The Revenge?
Oh, it's no. Terrible.
It's so bad. It's like the great-great-grandbaby of the original Jaws is out for revenge on this family, follows them to the Bahamas, and only attacks them. Like, it's so bad that another person actually gets grabbed by the shark, but the shark knows it's not one of the family members and lets him go. It's the worst.
Sharks, they're smart. I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Is this true? Timothy Chalamet is in town. He's playing Bob Dylan. They're filming right now in New York City.
In Jersey City at the White Manna Burger. They'll be there this week. He's playing. I know this.
You always know who's
in Jersey. Because I love the White Manna Burger.
They closed down the White Manna Burger in Hackensack.
Jersey City on 1 and 9. The one on Jersey City.
Oh, that's the other White Manna Burger. Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about the original one. Sorry.
So he'll be there.
no, don't be there. Well, you can't go.
I kind of want to bring Gandhi there after work and to kind of maybe see if he's...
No, I don't want to go stare at people.
I kind of want to see them filming.
Okay. Well, I think they're closed. They're not going to let you in while they're filming.
You can still drive down 1 and 9. They're not going to
Why?
The road, are they?
It's all prostitutes and bad motels. Why do you want to drive down 1 and 9?
Because I just want to see what's happening.
Okay,
I'll
go with you if you want to go.
I missed Jennifer Lopez in Hoboken last week.
Oh, no.
And she was eating at my favorite place. I usually go for lunch. And she was there. I'm like,
scary. They're all stalking you.
It just sucks because you missed the celebrities by a day or two. I'm like, why? I usually sit there and eat my fries.
Jennifer Lopez, you've had her sitting right next to you 15,000 times in our studio. Now you got to go see her at a restaurant somewhere. What's the difference?
Because it would be awesome. Because like, hey, at Cafe Elysian, I get the fries. You got to try the fries.
Well, thank you, Scary.
Would you say that to her if you saw her?
Yeah, well, it's more casual.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna call White Manna Burger in Jersey City right now. Let them know you're coming. Hey, I got Scary Jones coming. You gotta let him in. Oh, Scary. Absolutely. Yeah. Come on in, bro.
Bro.
Bro. So, yeah, Scotty B, even though told not to, watched the worst movie on the line. It's so funny.
Wasted an hour and a half.